Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, January 22nd, about 10 minutes prior to the equity market close. And it is just myself today, as Scott is currently traveling between the offices. And let's go ahead and just jump right in. The 5 day, we do have a day missing due to MLK Day and the markets being closed on Monday. But week over week, the S&P and the NASDAQ are both flat, Dow's up a little bit, 0.5%. The Russell is up 2.5%, and gold is up 6.5%. We're still seeing a little bit of that gold increase happening due to the volatility and the possibility of an inflation hedge we're looking at in 2027 that might be coming around that we have our eyes on. So everything in the realm of the last week has been volatile, but fairly flat. And let's get into one of the reasons why it's been so volatile. Is we have these geopolitical outlooks happening, these events, obviously including Greenland, to which the market, when you start having instability anywhere, whatever it could be, whether it's positive or negative, the market does not like it typically. And once there was an announcement about the possibility of Greenland, the markets reacted very negatively on Tuesday. Once the Greenland possibility was taken away, the markets reacted very positively, right? And so if we do what we talk about, which is hit the magnifying glass out on these charts, you can see it's flat left to right still, but the volatility when you zoom in is very much still in play, which is something that we saw in the first administration and as we've saw last year. And as we will continue to see for the next about 2.5 years. Another geopolitical event is the Fed possibilities. And so let's go ahead and jump into there. The probabilities are still no interest rate cut until about June. And that's what we've been discussing for the past month or two. We think they're going to skip the first two, maybe even three meetings, and they may do a farewell cut for Powell. Which will happen in April. But as of this moment, even April, there's a 72% chance of no rate cut. And that seems to be being built in with the market right now is the fact there's only going to be about, one or two rate cuts this year. The good news is we had PCE coming out today. And PCE, as we've been discussing, is the Fed's favorite metric when it comes to inflation. And PCE, if you haven't been listening for a while, stands for personal consumption expenditures. Okay, personal consumption expenditures. That's different from CPI, the consumer price index, because CPI is flat. It's just what does orange juice cost January 1st of this month? What does orange juice cost February 1st of the next month? And they calculate it that way. What PCE does is it actually tracks real-world spending patterns. It's not just whatever the fixed basket of goods is, which CPI uses about 10 different metrics like orange juice, eggs, things like that. And they just go month to month, what's the price change? And that's why CPI comes out like that. But PCE, and the reason why the Fed likes it, is a better read on the actual true inflation pressure that is currently happening. And PCE that came out today was exactly what was predicted, which was 0.2 month over month. Everything under 0.3 is fantastic. 0.2 is right in our wheelhouse, right where we want to be. And that's exactly what we got. So we saw the markets reacting positively around that as well. Another metric that came out was the GDP quarter over quarter. That was increased to 4.4. Fantastic. Love that. And then we have unemployment claims were drastically lower than the forecast. It was 210,000 was the forecast, only 200,000 of actual unemployment claims. And so when you add all these together, everything is looking the way we want it to and the way the Fed wants it to. However, because of the tariff talks, and we saw this last year, it almost seems like a copy paste of last January and February, where right around the end of January, we started hearing about tariffs and other geopolitical events that could be coming through where the Fed just paused everything. Last March was supposed to be the first rate cut, and it didn't end up happening until September, right? Because the Fed wants to The last thing they want to do is have inflation reach back out and have to increase interest rates to combat it. That's the last thing they want to do. And right now, where the interest rates are, which is about 3.5%, that's where they want to stay until they have it full understanding and picture. Right. And that's something that Scott and I both agree with. Until we get the full understanding, don't reduce rates if you don't have to, until you actually get something fully concrete, even if it is tariffs, right? Say tariffs come in and it's a 9 month delay on tariff data. Well, in 9 months, you know exactly what the tariff data is going to do. That's going to go towards PCE and CPI and the GDP and unemployment claims and everything that can give you the best possible picture. But with tariffs happening and then not happening, there's just not enough concrete data for them to say, yes, absolutely, we are going to do it for April. Yes, absolutely, we are going to do it for June. So at this moment, as long as there's still uncertainty about the tariffs, we're going to see, just like we saw it last year, it's just going to be kind of a can kicking down the road, at least until after the April meet, when the Fed Chairman Powell gets replaced in May. And then we'll see brand new federal dot plots and we'll see brand new probability. That's going to be a very, very big time frame to know what's going to be happening towards the end of the year, if interest rates will still be cut, and at what speed and velocity that they are cut. That's everything I have for you guys this week. If you have any questions that you want to have answered, please feel free to email us or give us a call in the office. If you think anyone might enjoy this market commentary, feel free to force on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean Radio app. And we look forward to doing this again next week.